There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking hospitality sector expansion into Saudi Arabia. Landmark Group's Citymax Hotels is opening its first hotel outside the UAE in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. With us carrying the hotel brief is Ali Sharif, the COO of Citymax Hotels. Morning to you, Ali. Thanks
Good
for coming
morning.
In.
Good morning.
You're dipping a fairly tentative toe into the Saudi market with Citymax Hotel Riyadh in the Olayah district. Talk us through the thinking behind that Saudi push. Why now and why Riyadh?
Well, I think generally speaking, as a Landmark Group, we've obviously had a very well-established business in Saudi Arabia for a number of years. We have been focused on Citymax on the UAE specifically. We have been building, we've owned our own hotels here. We've been running for nearly a decade, just over a decade actually. And it's at this point that we feel that we have a very strong proof of concept. We have a very good following. And so not only is Saudi an area which is known to the group, but also we have a very strong following from Saudi visitors into Dubai. So Citymax as a brand has some resonance there. And so we've been looking at opportunities a bit like buses. This one came along. We went, it was a competitive bid for a management agreement. And so we pulled out the stops as a team to secure that, and we were successful. So we're very happy.
And this is just your second hotel?
No, this is going to be the first hotel in Saudi Arabia. In Dubai, we've been operating in Al Barsha, yes. In Borough Dubai, and in Sharjah for nearly 10 years.
Yeah. What star rating could this hotel attract? Where does it sit on the poshness scale?
On the poshness scale. Well, I mean, where we're a bit different, Malcolm, is that as Citymax Hotels, we are absolutely focused on 3-star. Now, what we like to think is that we officially take 3-star, we price at 3-star, but we give a 4-plus-star experience and product as well. So we're not one of these hotel companies that will just pick and choose and say, well, today we'll be 5 and tomorrow we'll be 2 and whatever. We're in 3-star. We try to wow the guest every single time. And it's what we do. It's our bread and butter. It's the only thing we do.
So what sort of price point could that attract in the Saudi capital?
See, Saudi's a very interesting market, isn't it? Because it's very, very cyclical and it's up and down. You know, and you have very, very low lows and very, very high highs. And we'd be looking at a sort of average at around about 500. So, and that'll be a blend of the lows and the highs. But, you know, every market is slightly different. And this hotel is a relatively small hotel. It's extremely well positioned right across the road from the Ministry of the Interior, around the corner from the Financial District. So we think we might be sort of beating the way at the doors.
Good position, but 3-star. Who's that going to attract, business people or tourists?
I think there's a longer story for Saudi Arabia. I think where it's positioned, it's clearly very, very handy for business travellers, for people coming to government offices, also for financial travellers. The type of product we offer, it does what it says on the tin. It's very much about getting the basics absolutely right. Having said that, if you look a little bit further ahead, 2030 vision for Saudi Arabia, there's a fantastic opportunity for people moving around as well within the kingdom. And so we're very excited. We're going to take lots of learnings from what we do in Dubai, what we've just started to do in Ras Al Khaimah. We just opened a hotel there as well, which is obviously very leisure focused. So it's going to be a mixture. So hopefully it will be a bit of a weekday, weekend story.
Just when you say you're learning, going to apply the lessons you've learned here in Dubai. I mean, here in Dubai, a lot of hotels make their money from substances that are not available in Saudi Arabia. I mean, does that play into your thinking about the hotel?
I think facilities should be based on the location and the type of people that are coming. And it makes a difference to how your revenue is generated, but it doesn't make a difference to how you deliver your product. So we operate a hotel in Sharjah, very similar.
And I guess looking at your website, you do pride yourselves. You're clearly 3-star, but you're trying to offer pools where possible. You're offering rooms with as much amenities as perhaps a 4-star. But why do you think the mid-tier market is growing? And why do you think that will happen, particularly in Saudi Arabia?
I think for Saudi Arabia, it's slightly different to our thinking in Dubai. But in Saudi Arabia, there is a very clear vision for the kingdom to develop, to open up. You just have to visit and you see the infrastructure development. You see that actually things are becoming much more accessible. The population, the mid-tier population is growing and being able to afford to move around much more. And, you know, unlike the more elite and the more wealthy that were traveling before, everybody's getting an opportunity to travel. They're going out, they're seeing branded products, they're seeing international hotel chains, and they want to enjoy that at home as well. And similarly in Dubai, if I give you an example there, you know, Dubai traditionally has been a very luxury market. But if you look at the mass markets of India, China, Russia, so on, you know, you've got value seekers who also want to travel and to sort of normalize the sort of the star ratings of hotels that we have available in here as well. So similar.
Saudi Arabia, great tourist opportunity, particularly down the West Coast, but also Saudi in Riyadh as well. There's lots of historical stuff just sort of south of Riyadh and a bit north. If I plan to visit Saudi for a few days tourism, could your hotel, for instance, arrange visas in the new, easier going Saudi Arabia?
See, we haven't quite crossed that line yet, Malcolm, and it remains to be seen what exactly we can do. And as you know, with the kingdom, things are progressing and changing at a really rapid rate. Obviously, we'd stay absolutely on top of that and try to offer as much as we possibly could.
What are your ambitions and expansion plans for the rest of the kingdom?
We're having a number of conversations with other owners and developers in the region. I was recently in Jeddah as well, looking at an opportunity. And we're just taking it one step at a time. So rather than having a blanket aggressive development strategy, we want to make sure that if we are picking up opportunities, we're picking them up where we can be very successful.
I mean, you say not being over ambitious, but I mean, you're fairly cautious. This is only a 65-room property, is it? It's very small, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it will be the smallest hotel in our portfolio, for sure.
Ali, thanks so much for coming in to join us this morning to talk about that push into Saudi. Ali Sharif, the COO of Citymax Hotels. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.